is the 1UP Radio Network, and we're live at the E3 conference on a kind of disassembled floor. There's like boxes and plastic and all kinds of stuff out here. You don't want to hear about that, though. It's Monday, May 8th. We're back from the Sony conference. We're back from the Square conference, and we want to tell you about it. We got Jeremy Parrish here.
Hello.
Jeremy, you were at the Square shindig.
The Final Fantasy event. There was some other stuff, but it was mostly Final Fantasy. As a matter of fact, I counted, and they showed 15 different Final Fantasy things. Whoa. Games and movies, and I don't know what
else. It's already very final, is it anymore?
Yeah, that seems pretty unfinal.
I think they should drop the numbers, too.
That joke is kind of old, though. So
yeah. Let's just, you guys should say
John,
hi.
So is John.
Yeah, I'm kind of old, but I think they should definitely drop the numbers now.
Well, it's time to it would make more numbers. Sense because there are, at this point, three Final Fantasy 13s. So you kind of have to stop and wonder, which one is actually Final Fantasy 13?
There's what the
Final
hell?
Fantasy 13, and there's Final Fantasy Agito 13, and Final Fantasy Versus 13. But it doesn't mean it's like Final Fantasy Fighting 13. It's like Latin versus, which means changing or something. It's very pretentious. It's all part of an umbrella series or something called Fabula Nova Crystallis.
So-called not going to sell well in America.
Well, no, it's got like pretty people and nice FMVs and stuff. So
what is the deal? Okay. What's the real one?
The real one is Final Fantasy 13, which is kind of weird because it doesn't actually look that much like a real Final Fantasy game. It looks like an action shooter starring some chick who has guns and magic. And like they showed a screen of, or you know, a brief video snippet of the action and interface, and mm-hmm. It's all over the place. There's like stuff at the bottom, stuff in the corner, stuff at the top, and there's like 13 enemies surrounding her, and they're all shown on a map, and I have no idea what's going on.
But it looked cool.
It looked really good.
It looked really good.
The deal with this one is it's just her. It's not a party-based thing?
Well, I don't know. They only showed her in the video. Like, they showed her in a couple of different environments and scenarios, right. And they didn't show any other
members. One of those gun sword things that...
Right, and she's like in the logo.
Right.
So they haven't shown anything else except her like whooping ass on bad guys. And that would be okay. I mean, it kind of makes sense because the game is from the director of Final Fantasy X-2, which was like the chick empowerment Final Fantasy.
Right.
So, you know, maybe he's just taken that to some bizarre extreme where you have one chick who's very, very empowered.
So what are the other two about?
The other two, one of them is a mobile phone game, which the best way I can describe that is as like a mobile phone MMO kind of. I don't know if it's necessarily an MMO per se, but basically it uses some sort of GPS function. And you create your character party by joining up with other people who have the game. So, like, if there's someone near you, you can use ad hoc.
Like, join up in real life?
Yeah, like, if someone's near you in real life, you can join up via ad hoc and create your combat party and go out and kill stuff together. So it's kind of like forming a party in Final Fantasy XI, except it also kind of uses, like, that GPS functionality that Gizmondo tried and bombed with. But I can actually see this working, at least in Asia, because people have nice cell phones there that actually have the technology to support it.
Seems and, really you know, suited
if,
to that.
Yeah, if you're like on a train for an hour on the way into work in Tokyo or in Korea where they love MMOs, I mean, I can see people really getting into that as
which
long
one,
as the gameplay
that
is good.
Again?
That's a Final Fantasy Agito 13.
Okay.
And I'm never going to remember that. Versus, they didn't actually show any gameplay about. It's
is that
like
the Nomura one?
Well, they're all Nomura. He's like the god of Final Fantasy now. But this is the one that has the Kingdom Hearts 2 development staff and the Advent Children animators working together. So at the very least, it's going to look really, really good. And I guess, you know, Kingdom Hearts 2 is pretty good as a game, so right. It should be fun. But all they showed was like this really gloomy looking guy sitting on a throne inside a building. But even though it was inside a building, it's raining. That's very, very gloomy. And there was a Shakespeare quote, very, very goth.
But so what it comes like, down to, really, is that like they're going to do now with all the Final Fantasies, like they've done with Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, I mean, this seems to be their new thing, is this kind of blanket thing. They had the compilation of Final Fantasy VII. They have this Fabula Nova Crystallis. And then, you know, with the Mana series, they have World of Mana. And it looks like they're pretty serious about whoring that out also. So I guess this is their kind of thing. Instead of creating a game, they have to create
a property.
Like a marketing blitz, polymorphic content, if you prefer.
That sounds great.
So, as a big time Square fan, what do you think about that? Do you like that direction or do you not like it?
Honestly, not really. I kind of like the standalone games and, you know, just let it stand on its own strengths. I imagine that some of the Final Fantasy 13 products will be very good, and I imagine that some of them will be not. Kind of like how the Final Fantasy VII products have not really been that great. But Crisis Core could be pretty good. I don't know. They showed a little bit of the cinematics and in-game dialogue for that.
I think any third-party developer that goes that route, you know, and like spreading themselves out is going to spread themselves thin, and especially now as you get into higher-end machines, it's going to be evident, hey, we don't have a team of 25 working on this. We have a team of 15 working on it, or whatever it might be. All right. Anything else we missed about Final Fantasy, you guys? All right, that means
so. I do think it's worth mentioning that
the core Final Fantasy 13 is being developed by the Final Fantasy 10 team, which was responsible for last year's Final Fantasy 7 real-time demo for PlayStation 3. So all the rumors of a Final Fantasy 7 remake could probably be put to rest at least for a few years, because
those
they're going to be pretty occupied making the actual Final Fantasy sequel.
That's actually really good, though, because by the time they stop working on Final Fantasy 13 and like are ready to move to Final Fantasy 7, based on what we saw today, Sony might be ready to compete, because right now they're not.
Ooh, and that's a nice little segue. So that's Luke Smith, and also next to me here is John Davison. We'll get them introduced, because we got to take the gloves off now. We have
Shane in the room, apparently.
A quivering Shane Bettenhausen in the studios. Because he can't retort yet. What was it? What percent of games will I be playing on my PS3?
70 was the number.
I'm sure we'll be corrected if we're wrong on the message board.
I'm sure.
70%.
Shane.
So first of all, I'm skipping a friend's birthday party at Hooters in Hollywood right now to come eat crow with Luke Smith at the podcast in this hot terrarium. But yeah, I got to be here. So
good man. Wait, I like that you own up to it though. Like you know,
well,
like
the crow eating.
I can't wait tomorrow after the Microsoft press conference. It's gonna be pretty fun too. So we'll see.
It is.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Like in what way?
Well, I mean, if you think today was disappointing,
really,
I think tomorrow could be even worse.
So Nintendo is the one to beat now, huh?
Yeah, Nintendo. Like, I can't take that much disappointment, so I think Nintendo will deliver in the morning, based on what I know.
But, so where do we want to start?
I think you got to start with the price. You got to
start with the price.
I'm surprised they announced the price.
This should have been the card to pull out August, September to get us.
Not when you trick people into spending that kind of money. You might as well get people ready to save some shit.
It's what everybody thought. It's not surprising. It's not too low. It's not too high. It's exactly what we thought. The two SKUs is a little surprising.
Wait, stop. What do you mean it's not too
every
high?
Analyst, every magazine, if you read EGM, you've been hearing $500 for PS3 for a year.
Hey,
it's not
just
surprising.
Because I've been hearing it doesn't mean that I'm going to go out and drop bills on that thing.
Okay, Garnett, you want to go buy...
Especially not after
you want to go buy an
today.
HD DVD player? That's $500. Or you can buy this for the same price and it also plays games.
I thought the PS3...
What we saw was not games.
I am not going to, like... hold any, you know, I'm not going to argue with you guys about this price. I think the price is fair and just. I think that you could argue two SKUs is a bad idea.
So a machine that makes games look about almost as good as a 360 launch game.
You're retarded.
Is worth $100.
Okay, you guys
more.
Are retarded. Did you see, yes, the conference today was a poorly planned conference. They started with some weak looking games.
They probably
didn't instill a lot of confidence,
it.
But they did show today four or five games that are exclusive to PS3 that look amazing.
Which of those games did we
those
see
games,
gameplay footage from?
You saw gameplay footage of Metal Gear Solid 4, Final Fantasy 13.
I saw gameplay footage from Final Fantasy 13.
Gameplay footage of Naughty Dog game. You saw gameplay footage of
Heavenly Sword.
Heavenly Sword looked fantastic.
Okay, Heavenly Sword looked okay.
You can't pretend like Heavenly... What game on 360 looks better than Heavenly Sword?
I don't own a 360. I don't know. I'll see it tomorrow, though.
Yes, they did... The problem with this conference, if you guys can watch the feed, it's online, is they started really weakly. They showed Gran Turismo, which was like old PS2 assets running in like a really high resolution at a high frame rate. But you can't tell that. You can't appreciate HD resolution on a giant projection screen.
So hold on 1 second here. Let me tell you where they started. They started off with Kaz walking out there with that typical... And man, you know what? I like Sony, so this is going to come off the wrong way. But if it comes off the way, that's fine. They come out with that typical arrogance that just starts me pissed off in the
first
place.
It's kind of their
MO. Hey, this is not an incremental in advance. We sent a message. The next generation doesn't start until we say it does. You know what? If it doesn't start until we say it does, then they obviously said it about a year ago when the 360 came out.
Well, but, you know, Sony, you can't fault them for coming out and reminding us that they've sold 100 million PS2s, because that's true. And, like, you might pretend like they haven't sold 100 million PS2s and Xbox is competitive with PlayStation 2, but it's not. And, like, Sony, it's their place to come out and remind you, yeah, we do control this industry right now.
Yeah, so now they're the McDonald's of video games.
There is the problem. They control the industry right now, and they're about to put out a $600 console with a bunch of derivative stuff. It may look amazing, but Naughty Dog just remade Tomb Raider for us, right. And we were all asking
for
that.
But it looked really pretty.
And as far as I can tell, yeah, it looks really pretty, but then what here at this show this week is not going to look really pretty?
Maybe some of the Wii games.
And everything they showed either had someone shooting something or driving. Or the only things that didn't was Hot Shots. Surprise is another one. It looks exactly like the same.
Shots. I mean, I'm
like Hot Shots on
and
PS2.
Sonic. Yeah. Well, which I actually thought looked really good.
Sonic?
I did.
Really?
No, I thought it looked okay. Yeah. Like I was like, hey, it looks like an actual game as opposed to another fucking Formula One game.
No one here is going to debate.
Formula One game was horrible.
Like, I'm not going to debate that Sony is creative. If anything, all they do is copy other people, but they're good at it. And like, if you saw the big thing at the end with the controller, the Warhawk thing, they were copying Nintendo kind of not well.
Poorly. That guy looked like
very
he was having
poorly.
A seizure.
Yeah, like, I was really excited about that when I first heard about it, and then when I finally saw it happening, like him playing Warhawk, he's moving his hands a lot more.
Looks like an idiot spaz kid.
You're moving your hands a lot. Unlike Wii, which is kind of like, you know, refined small movements, Warhawk, it looks like you're going to get tired really fast playing with that thing. And that's the only game at E3 that uses that
See,
technology.
I wonder if they were just over-exaggerating because it
possibly,
was
to make it look like... Yeah, it's playable there.
He had a problem.
Well, that is playable right over there, like 20 feet from us, so we can play that and see what it's like. But the problem with it is it's kind of an afterthought, and none of the third parties are supporting it yet. But what is good is it is in the box, and it's eventually, like 3 years from now, then third parties can start, like, it's an investment for the future. Mm-hmm. And it's something that Microsoft doesn't have. And if Microsoft wants to follow suit now, they're further fracturing their market. At that point, you have people who have a core pack, people have a hard drive, people have a 3D controller. Like, at least Sony is doing, it's a smart move to put it in the box. You have to admit that.
No, that is, I'm not going to argue that it's a good move to include it. It's still stupid.
I'm glad they followed the DualShock 2 pattern. And I thought, I mean, from what we saw of the controller, it's a DualShock 2. Yeah. It's got bigger sort of Xbox-style triggers.
It's got a
and it has a PlayStation Xbox
Live
button.
There is no vibration, which kind of sucks. And another thing I was saying, with the two SKUs, what they didn't tell you is that the cheaper SKU is also like a somewhat crippled machine. It doesn't have all the inputs. It doesn't have HDMI. It doesn't have Wi-Fi built in. It doesn't have...
have HDMI?
No.
Wow.
How can it do 1080p then?
I don't know. I just heard that may be unsubstantiated. I heard that like on the way here, but I haven't researched that myself. But it isn't just
a small...
We need to check that out.
I'm not buying the memory stick thing either, because isn't that part of the point?
Yeah, that's a big part of the point. I'm not buying that either.
Yeah, we'll see. Look, your homework, kids. That's what I heard.
We'll
but
wander over in a while and
figure it out. But back to the conference itself.
The HDMI thing would be a disaster for them.
They started with some games that weren't that impressive. And like it took like 40 minutes for them to show Heavenly Sword, finally to get the audience like clapping because it looks like a good game. It looks like a next-gen game. It looks like something you want
to
buy.
It ought to. Ninja Theory started working PS3 before they even knew PS3 could exist.
But as I predicted, like the best looking PS3 games do look really good. They do, and you can't argue.
No,
that.
Metal Gear 4 looks great.
Metal Gear 4 looks amazing.
Final Fantasy 13. Yeah. I said to skip.
Like a few games look fantastic, but then like a lot of the games, and especially first party, because they lean very heavily on first party, don't look all that good yet.
Which one looked like something 360 couldn't do?
I think that 360 could probably do any of those best looking games if they tried really, really hard. But there were more of them. There were more great looking games there. Than more great-looking games I've seen for Xbox 360.
Where was Killzone?
Really? So two great-looking games.
They purposely didn't show Killzone because they didn't want to take the focus off Resistance, which is a launch title. Which Resistance looks good.
Wait a minute. He just said two great-looking games is more great-looking games.
No, I didn't say two. I saw several.
What's several? Did you see several great-looking PS3 games?
Okay, Metal Gear.
Oh, there's the card game. That was pretty awesome-looking. That was totally fantastic.
The card game?
And hot and
the card game was like a quirky, interesting technical
That was
for
great.
Kids.
And then there was Hot Shots. That was definitely next
That
gen.
Looked retarded.
And then there was the F1 game. That was totally badass.
So you're picking out like the few bad games, and you're overlooking the really good games.
No, I don't think... I don't feel
do you think people generally...
I really think that you need to come here and man up. You said to me on Friday, what the announcement at the end of Sony's conference will change the way you feel about the PS3. It didn't, dude. What it changed
was
the fact that I was going to buy one to sell on eBay, and now I don't even think it's a good investment because it and its launch titles are garbage. Sony, as the market leader, has a responsibility
to its
consumer.
How many of those launch titles
like
have you played? Oh, none of them? That's right. You played none of them, Luke.
Great.
You can't call anything garbage. Like, are you literally telling me the Resistance is garbage?
I'm telling you, it looks derivative.
Of course it's derivative.
It's like Brothers in Arms.
Oh, and yeah, show me all
with
the amazing...
space aliens.
Okay, but you're not defending. You're not acting like the competitor is... I mean, you act like Wii sucks. Wii is interesting. You don't like it. What do you want? Like,
I don't. I'll know when I see it. It's like porn.
Well, I'll go you one further with Resistance. Art design on Resistance is not going to win any awards. Those aliens were pretty.
It's like War of the Worlds meet Call of Duty 2. It's marketed. People are going to buy
it. You could have had this interesting, engaging art style.
We've seen one level. You guys are so out to hate everything. You came to hate.
I think it's ironic.
We are not the regular consumers. If the average gamer was at that PS3 thing. thing, he would not have come out of that like, no. Oh, that sucked. We are so jaded, so bitter. You guys are the toughest crowd in town.
I'm glad that you mentioned the average gamer, because here's the average gamer. The average gamer this fall in August is going to want a Madden game. And the average gamer is only going to be able to get a next-gen Madden on Xbox 360. Xbox 360 has a de facto exclusive.
What are you talking about?
Because Sony's not going to have next-gen
Until November.
Yeah, until November.
Right,
until end of November.
Right.
When November 17th was the date, right?
Right, November 17th.
So consumers are going to be, one, faced with a price point at minimum $200 higher. Right. $299 to $599 if you buy the retard pack, whatever. The retard pack for both systems. Then they're going to want the Madden, and they're going to have a difficult time getting availability. That's going to push units. That's going to push right. Xbox 360's lead ahead. Sony, this isn't in the bag. It's not at all in the bag. Sony is in trouble. Sony looks like a company that is ultimately in trouble, especially given what we saw today. Now, it's entirely possible that Lair is going to be amazing when it comes out. I thought you'd mention that. I thought that looked really cool.
I'm sure they're still trying to figure out how to make it work as a game.
Right.
So I'm not going to support
like a cool
Lair.
Movie.
Yeah, I think Lair looks really pretty, but I hear there's not a game.
I mean, there's been games like that before. Psygnosis did one. And there wasn't the Ozzy Osbourne game or like that
yeah,
as well.
Lethal Skies. But, I mean, if you think about it, we did see today like 25, 30 games.
Right.
And tomorrow at Microsoft, you will not see those many exclusive games. I really don't think you will.
I think there's exclusive and there's important exclusive. And I think tomorrow we're going to hear more known franchises than Microsoft are going after, which is still what the fight is now.
Right.
But
the fight is between Sony and Microsoft, and it's
like,
who's got Splinter Cell,
but today,
who's got Metal
Final
Gear.
Fantasy was like a double bomb. And like Square Enix, yeah, they're a Japanese company, but they're talking about the importance of next-gen. They announced two exclusive titles for Wii, two exclusive titles for PS3, and not for 360, because 360 is over in Japan. And like the games like Devil May Cry, Resident Evil, Final Fantasy, Resident Evil is coming, but like you know, a lot of these Japanese exclusives are going to be probably first, better, or exclusive on PS3, and that will add up over time.
Yeah, it's just going to be over time.
Yeah,
like, PS3, the console you want to spend $600 on in 2008.
I don't think that like this November 17th, PS3 is going to like blow Xbox 360 off the face of the earth. But I think like 2 years from now, there will be a big difference between the libraries and the install base and the games you're playing on.
I think in two years, the install base will be similar.
Really? You want to make a bet?
Yeah, I'll make a bet.
You want to bet some money right here?
Yeah, I'll bet you $20. And in 2 years, the difference...
They shook on it, by the way.
Yeah, the difference between their install bases is not greater than... It has to be set to a flat percent.
I mean, I don't think it would be as big of a difference as PS2 and Xbox, but I do think that PS3 will sell at least twice as many worldwide as Xbox 360.
Speaking of numbers, I was shocked that they doubled the what they think they're going to ship.
Yeah, do you think they can really do it? I don't know.
2 million,
four million
for the end of the year, 6 million by March.
Well, I mean, it was supposed to ship in March, right? Originally.
Right.
Yeah. But
I mean,
still, the thing is huge.
The bits weren't ready.
That thing takes a long time to make. It's colossal.
It's enormous.
Huge.
Right, I'm not going to let you hang out there and say, though, that I came to this conference to hate. Because
I think you did. I think a lot of people came there today.
Are you talking about Sony, or are you talking about E3?
Everything. But
Mind if I have something to say there?
All right, go ahead.
All right, you sure? You're all right with that?
I'm sure.
Right, because like when they put Yamabuchi-san up there, I was like thrilled. I mean, because there's no game that I've loved more.
That should have looked really good.
And it should have looked really good. Yeah. So that was a huge disappointment.
And it was the first thing they showed.
It was the first thing they showed. So I don't understand. And it's much of a perfectionist as he's known to be. Why would he let that go up there?
I think people must have told him it looked good. I don't know.
It didn't look good.
I think it also suffered from being on a 20-foot screen.
Yeah. I think on a TV, like when they went to first person, it looked good. But it's still, you're grasping for straws to look at that.
But I got to tell you, the rest of what you're trying to get me excited about is not as exciting as you're building it out to be. A 1950s theory, shoot the aliens
first. Why don't you play it first?
I would be glad to play it.
Well, it's playable right away.
Okay, I'm going to play it. And we're going to chal it. But I'm just saying, that's not something that makes me
do you think Insomniac is not a good developer?
Insomniac's a great developer.
All right.
Insomniac's a fantastic developer. But I'm saying that is not the kind of piece that I'm going to go.
But I hope there's some innovation because they've made their reputation on doing cool and interesting things.
I think there's a lot we don't know about that.
Right, and we saw that video after we had already seen a bunch of things with people shooting at stuff.
Right.
I mean, halfway through that presentation, I'm like, the PS3, I mean, like, they want this to be mainstream. We've heard it from them as well. And yet, everyone's driving in a car and shooting at things until they blow up. I mean, the 8 days thing was like...
Yeah, 8 days was like every movie you've ever seen.
What the PS3 is, it's like this driving and explosions and shooting and heavy metal.
I've heard other people explain like PS3 is like the summer blockbuster of video game consoles.
Right.
And then it is, you know? And like Nintendo Wii is like the wacky, weird shit.
It's like the art movie.
And Xbox 360, it's like, it's kind of like Xbox.
So I'd like to talk about something that I think is really important after today. And that is that because Sony does control the industry... They have to work extra hard to get things like 8 Days and Lair and everything, because if Sony fucks this up, it's not just Sony that's going to suffer. It's the entire games industry. If they don't get these things established, if they don't get the names out there, if GT is really going to be 18 months, 2 years away, it's going to be a slow start. And everyone is looking to Sony to lead. Well, and if they don't, and it's up to Microsoft, who I mean, by their own admission, weren't really going into this fight to lead.
Right.
They were going into this fight to narrow the gap. But it could be. I mean, if Sony... Well, it follows what Luke is saying.
I think they are doing it, but it kind of backfired on them, because the reason this conference sucked so much is because they spent literally an hour on first-party games. They showed us, like, 20 first-party games. Things right. like Africa and, like, well, what, you know, games are like, what the fuck is that? I don't know. But they did show us, like, 20 first-party games. And if you think that Nintendo can't show us 20 games, Microsoft can't show us 20 games, but Sony is big enough and spends enough money... And 20 games aren't all good. Ten of them were bad. Like, 10 of those games
were
good.
Force on
Here's
volume.
Where Shane just volume. With
I was going to say, like, what I was going to say right there was, I feel like I understand that you're playing a numbers game, but the game that's the most important is quality over quantity. Right. And I'm saying that I'm confident that what we're going to see from Nintendo and probably some of the first party stuff that we're going to see from Microsoft is going to be quality. And I'm not. They have less. They are smaller companies. They have less first party support overall. And so Sony could zerg the conference like they did. The right. problem was we didn't really see the quality. But to also include, Microsoft didn't launch particularly awesome either. So they didn't have – I mean, it's not like we're looking –
huge crescendo of classical music it's not coming from somewhere.
what the hell?
So I think the other thing about the Sony thing that bothered me is I'm worried about them monetarily, because not only is the price of the box very high, but we saw a lot of stuff on digital content. That made me very nervous, and they have this kind of McDonald's mentality now that they're getting to, you know, which is not only have they served billions of people with software, but they're going to do a la carte with all kinds of crazy stuff in the Warhawk demo.
Oh, yeah. About microtransactions, it was like, here's a gun. Here's this.
I know. Look, that shit needs to be in the game. I don't need to be having to pay $3 to buy a gun or a bomb to play my game.
Right.
I mean, if I want some extra content, that's great.
Well, I mean, they did spend a small amount of time on their online plan. It did sound like they are more or less just directly lifting Xbox Live, and that's good in a way, but they're taking the bad parts, like the microtransactions that we're kind of sketchy on right now.
Yeah, and I'm really concerned about that. And if Sony is really struggling monetarily, I mean, come on, if they weren't having some monetary issues, they wouldn't be selling this thing at $4.99.
Well, I mean, they're struggling monetarily because it costs an incredible amount of money to make PlayStation 3. It's
exactly.
a huge investment.
Exactly. So that's why I'm concerned that they can turn to things like microtransactions to try and pad some of that back, because it could be very costly to us. I don't want to go out and buy stuff for my game that should have been in the box.
So... we're sort of coming to an end. I think that's a good point to actually sort of throw it out to people. We're going to be doing this every day, but we do want to hear what you have to say every day. And
Boards.1up.com.
Yeah. So let's go to the boards, and let's talk about the price today, because that seems to be the real hot button.
I mean, you know, it's a lot of money, but do you think you'll be able to find one this Christmas? No, you won't. No. You won't be able to find one.
And the good thing is, if they're going to do 2 million now between launch and holidays, that means nearly 1 million in the U.S.,
Yep.
That's a lot of units for a launch window.
Yeah, I mean, they will have a faster install base than Microsoft. So the question is, will there be enough really good games in those first 2 months to warrant that? We'll see.
So question of the day, I guess, is what do you think of the price? And if you're going to buy one, which one? And why?
And I mean, another question there is, do you think the controller is like an afterthought, or do you think it's actually something that people will use?
We should probably try and find out and confirm if the lower price point is GIMPed.
Yeah.
Because
we'll find out for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we'll play them all. And we'll
for now, assume that they're the same.
We'll follow through at Shane's request, and we will play the games on the floor and give you like updated impressions. And then tomorrow we'll have Microsoft and Nintendo stuff. We've got more to talk about than we know what to do with.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be huge.
All right. So until then, this is Garnet and the John. Luke, Shane, Jeremy.
I'm the John.
Luke, let's go talk about this in private.
guys, kiss and make up. And until tomorrow, we're out.